Sam Holland and his thoughts on the track as we welcome in our panel. Dean, how are you?
I'm well, thank you, Nat.
What do you make of this meeting today at Geelong?
I think it's a very tricky meeting. The maidens look pretty evenly graded, and I thought it was a pretty tough task today, actually.
Okay, we've got Warren Huntley with us as well. Did you find it equally as challenging, Warren?
I did find it challenging, Nas, but, I'm looking forward to race two. There's some great trials and jump outs for the horses, either early in their career or early in their preparation race two, typically strong maiden.
And we've also got the Tabs Trent Langscale held with us to go through all the moves and prices. What's the action been like this morning, Trent?
Good morning to you, Nadia. And with a few of the races, mentioned this with Michael Felgate on racing polls, that scratchings have affected the market. There's a couple that are pretty much brand new this morning, and there are a couple others where there has been some good support. But we'll let Dean and Warren wade through the program and hopefully find plenty of winners.
All right, well, let's start off with this first race today. This is a maiden over the 1755. A late scratching one. You can also take out runners 7, 12, 13 and 14.
And we are operating on a brand new market here, Nadia, with Heavenly Thought coming out last night. So we've got Rimram, who is the favourite, but has drifted this morning from $1.75 to $2.10. The support has been for the Sledgehammer, $5.50 into $4. You've got the Banana Stand currently at $5.50, Serbatai at $9, and then $10 or better, the rest headed by Zapping. So yes, Rimram is the $2.10 favourite, but has been easy. Support for the Sledgehammer, $5.50 into $4.
Well, let's talk a little bit about who goes forward and the way the race is going to be run. Dean, how do you map them?
Nads, I'd think the likely on-pace runners, short run to the first turn at that start, but probably Say It In Song, Mainstream and maybe Sabotai from out wider are the three most likely to go forward. The favourite, Rimram, probably lands in a pretty good spot, really, and Zapping, I think, will use barrier one and hold its spot to some degree.
Well, the favourite gets a couple of gear changes and has had two runs this preparation, was only beaten a whisker last time out. Is that your top tip?
No, I'm going to go with the one that there's been a support for in number 9, the Sledgehammer. I thought it did more than enough at its first outing here. That was on testing ground here behind Lord Sundowner, who came out and strolled home at Echuca on Monday. And just think this son of So You Think will appreciate getting up in distance, can use the draw to some degree, and I think can run very well. Number 9, Rimram, can certainly win. All four runs have been encouraging, not dominant by any means, hence hasn't won a race, but looks the main danger. 4, Zapping, didn't mind a trial recently at Burrumbeat. It was a fast trial, was put under pressure, but stuck to his task pretty well. And 6, the Banana Stand, who's had quite a few goes, but was quite a good effort last time out. But thought 9 and 10 were the principal chances, going for the little bit of value. 9, 10, 4, 6.
So 9, 10, 4 and 6. Dean is going a little wider with the Sledgehammer, who was currently $4 with the Tab. What about you, Warren?
I'm with the favourite, Nads, but I'm not surprised she's drifted from that odds-on quote. Obviously, the market having to be re-established with the scratching, particularly of Heavenly Thought. But I think onto dry ground and fit now, marginally up in distance with the tongue tie on one of those gear changes you alluded to. 10 Rimram for me, ahead of the Sledgehammer. I'm sure we'll appreciate getting out to this trip. And, the winner of that race was just outstanding at Avituka on Monday. So the form through the Sledgehammer's holding up very well, and I do think that Lord Sundowner was just outstanding on firm ground also at Echuca. Supertile will be fitter for one run back from a spell and deep into a preparation, probably no improvement in the Banana Stand, but the winkers come off and the blinkers go on, maybe just spark that little bit of improvement. 10, 9, 3 and 6.
So 10, 9, 3 and 6 from Warren. Dean goes 9, 10, 4 and 6, but both our analysts agreeing that it does look to be a race between the two main fancies, race number 1. We go to the second. This is a maiden over 1,240, and you can take out number 12.
Nadia, we have a firm favourite here in Patriot. Just a slight ease this morning from 220 to 230. There's been support for Mr. So-and-so, who opened $5 and this morning has been $4.40 into $4.20. Regis Command also had admirers, currently at $5. Silent General has drifted this morning from $7.50 to $8.50. And then Whistle and Hope, a $12 chance, the best of the others. In the second, Patriot, a $2.30 favourite, but money for Mr. So-and-so on the second line now, $4.20.
And Dean, how do you have these settling down?
Yeah, I'd be guessing a bit here, Nards, but seen them all. But it just comes down to intent from race day as opposed to trials. But I think Divine Red can use barrier one. I don't think Whistle and Hope would be that far away from 3, maybe Red Mary out wider. But I'll be learning more out of the speed map and the race from watching it today.
Okay, Warren, look, Patriots come up favourite. Resuming from a break has been Gelded. Gets the addition of Tongue Tie and also Winkers this afternoon and is very solid in betting.
He's been trialling and jumping out well, Nance. He's probably just going to need that little bit of luck from the draw, but he's got the race experience and the form through most of his runs to date has held up quite well. So, look, I'm with him, but gee, there's some terrific trialers and jump-out horses coming into this race. Regis Command's been trialling very well, been waiting for him to go to the races. Very surprised he's in a race, and I'm not tipping him on what I've seen in recent trials. Mr. So-and-so was very good in a recent trial also, making solid ground, resuming here with the blinkers off. And Divine Red, another one who's been trialling up well, particularly a couple of trials back, was a terrific trial in good company and looked to cruise to the line. Really good race, looking forward to it. 8, 9, 7, 6.
So 8, 9, 7, and 6 from Warren. What angle have you taken here, Dane?
I'm going to go with number 7, Mr. So-and-so, Nards. Showed a little bit last time in, but I think it's made nice improvement in that break, and the trials would suggest is going pretty well, and I'm going to go with him first up to beat 8 Patriot, who trialled, I thought, quite well in Sydney. His recent jump out at Flemington, I thought he was going pretty well on the jump out till he hit the turn. Got on the wrong leg there, just a little bit of a concern, but that is a very tight track, that inner track at Flemington. Maybe on the big track at Geelong he'll be fine, but that was just a little thing to note off that jump out. 6 Divine Red resumes as trial quite well, and 11 Whistle and Hope, who only trialled last Thursday but went quite well in a jump out at Flemington, might be next best. But yeah, quite a good maiden. 7, 8, 6, and 11.
7, 8, 6, and 11. So maybe a bit to take out of this race. 7, 8, 6, 11 from Dean. Warren goes 8 from 9, 7, and 6 in race number 2. We look at the third now. This is a maiden over the 1240, and the scratchings, they run as 5 and 8.
Nadia Royale effort, the favourite here, just a slight drift from 250 to 270 this morning. Maximus has had admirers, opened $5.50 initially, and this morning has tightened from 5 into 460. You've got Scallop at 5. Rock'em Sock'em has also had a bit of a firm this morning from 9 into 6, and the other galloper in single figures is Zeus at 7.50. So Royale effort, a $2.75 favourite, but money for the second elect here in Maximus.
And I suppose the favourite from gate number 1, Dean, you'd expect to be prominent?
Yeah, I would think so, Nards. The likes of maybe Princess Chiara, maybe Maximus from out wider, but again, this is the second division of the maiden, and again, most of these either first up or early in their career.
What have you gone for?
Interesting race. I thought 11 Zers had a chance here. Ran quite well on debut behind Wanted Diva and been given time. Trialled at Burrumbeat recently. Wobbled a bit around the turn, but once it got in the straight line, really levelled out well, and might be a chance. Royal effort, as 2 runs to date have been, this preparation have been good. Of course, controversially, its gate didn't open properly first up and ran well to run third, and then a sound run at Pakenham. And Double Jeopardy's a horse that's got ability and just hit its right form on that day. The money's giving number 7, Rock'em Sock'em, a lot of respect, and thought the recent trials have been pretty sound, so I think it's a legitimate chance as well. And 3, Scallop, who showed promise last time in the stablemate, has been scratched from this in preference for it. So it's a really competitive maiden also, but I'll put them in 11, 9, 7, 3.
11, 9, 7, and 3. What's your take on this, Warren?
I love the recent jump out of Zers. Now it's number 11. Tongue Tie goes on here, resuming, and comes to a pretty solid race on debut, given time to mature. Stable's flying, the Archie Alexander stable. I think there's a bit of value. It's still happy to play, even though she's trimmed up a little bit, the 7.50 each way. 11 Zers ahead of 9 Royal effort, 2 runs to date. This prep have been solid. Obviously, that issue with the barriers not opening first up, but ran well subsequently. I thought Maximus might have been beaten by a smart horse at Cranbourne last start on debut. Will be better for that experience. And Scallop resuming as a gelding for the Weir stable. 11, 9, 2 and 3.
11, 9, 2 and 3 from Warren. Dean goes 11 from 9, 7 and 3 in race number 3. We go over to race 4. This is a 1340 metre race for 3-year-old fillies, and we've only got the 6 starters and an odds-on favourite. How does it look at the moment, Trent?
Well, there has been this switch around in favouritism, Nadia, because when the market initially went up, we had Our Crown Mistress at $2.50, and Sia was the favourite at $2.10, but Our Crown Mistress, since that $2.50 opening price, has tightened all the way into that odds on quote that you referred to of $1.90, while Sia has gone from $2.10 to $3.10. You've got Shamar at $8, Stylish Missile $9, and the other two in the race, Hesseris $13 and Crystal Wings $19. So change of favouritism since the market initially went up. Our Crown Mistress now odds on $1.90, Sia $3.10.
And in the small field, Dean, how does the map look?
Yeah, I think the speed's from the outside. Nards, I think Our Crown Mistress will probably lead, and set, usually the Waterhouse bot horses roll along at a good speed, so I think she'll come across. The top eight will come across with her, and I think they're the two most likely to take up the running. Shamar's up in distance might sit just behind them.
Okay. Warren, what are you going for here?
Gee, she's into a tight quote now, Nards, but I think that's the way the race is likely to pan out, the way Dean Ann Lizer coming across and controlling the speed, and she can maintain a strong gallop, and I think she's the one to beat. I've missed the black odds, but hopefully Trent can get a little bit more generous as the day goes on for Our Crown Mistress. I think she'll ride the speed and be very hard to beat. Sia was arguably unlucky last start. She just took a while to build through her gears. She'll be better with that run under the belt. She'll certainly be strong late. She jumped out well going into this preparation. Shamar's on a quick backup, but she's trialled well. I think perhaps getting back round a bend will suit number 5, Shamar, and 3. Stylish Missile was good winning first up recently on debut. But, 4 looks very hard to beat to me. 4, 2, 5, 3.
4, 2, 5, and 3. You also with the favourite, Dean?
I am, Nads. I think she's a good favourite. I think she's a pretty good filly. Ran well on debut. It was a very good win last start and a very solid maiden. And I think just with her style, she'll just roll them along here and be too good. Sia conceded a big start, closed well last start, will be better for that run. Shamar on the back up from last week. It was an even run down the straight. That was a fast race. Gets Damien Lane and a step up in distance, and 3 Stylish Missile off its debut maiden win. But yeah, I'm keen on the favourite there. No, it's 4, 2, 5, 3.
4, 2, 5, and 3 from Dean. Warren goes 4, 2, 5, and 3 as well. So both Dean and Warren going the same way in race 4. That takes us to race number 5. We'll have a look at this race before we take a break and get into the quaddy legs. Race 5 is an 1140 metre class 1, where runners 2 and 5 come out, Trent.
With those scratchings, Nadia, it's been pretty much a brand new market this morning, and there hasn't been too much change. You've got Mastering, the $2.50 favourite. You've got Pure Emotion on the second line at $3.90. Hollywood Girl, $4.40. And the others in single figures, Social Status, $6.50. And Our Tequila at $7.50. So Mastering, the $2.50 favourite in race 5, but not much to go on from a punter's betting perspective.
And how do you think it's going to be run, Dean?
Yeah, it's an interesting map, Nards, because a horse like Mastering showed good tactical speed last week when it won at Moi, but different sort of scenario here in a stronger race. May not have to be ridden in that fashion. Our Tequila can use Barrier 1, and Pure Emotion could be prominent from Barrier 4. And then a horse like Mastering might settle in behind them. But a bit of a tactical battle in the small field.
Okay. Look, which way are you going?
I'm disappointed there's 2 scratchings. I want to back this one each way, but hopefully it'll run the 1-2 anyway, and that is, and we get a better price each way, is Social Status, number 7. Resumes from a spell. There's been a host of gear changes. It's had a couple of recent jump outs. The most recent jump out was with city class horses like Crystal Dreamer, Shoals, Board to Gain, and Saturday's Mornington winner, See Me Fly. And I thought she more than held her own, and maybe the gear changes have worked, and she seems to be pretty effective fresh. I'm giving her a good chance. 3 Mastering was a good win at Moi. It's only 9 days ago, but won well. 6 Our Tequila was consistent last preparation. 4 Pure Emotion is a city winner, resuming next best. But thought 7 was a little bit of value. 7, 3, 6 and 4.
So 7, 3, 6 and 4. Currently at $6.50 with the tab. What about you, Warren?
Even race starts. I'm going with Pure Emotion. I thought a recent jump out, covering a bit of ground out wide and not really pushed out at Caulfield, was a good performance, and obviously a talented horse. She's effective on the fresh side, and she's a city winner. I think she can get into a nice spot near the speed for Pure Emotion. Mastering was good winning. He trialled well going into that debut victory, a relatively quick backup, but looks to have upside. Agree with Dean. I think Social Status has been trialling really well at Flemington, a host of gear changes here, but really settling and finding the line, particularly the most recent jump out, and a Hollywood Girl next best for me. 4, 3, 7, 8.
So we go 4, 3, 7, and 8 from Warren. Dean goes 7 from 3, 6, and 4. That's a look at the first 5 races at Geelong today. This is Winners on RSN 927 at 25 to 11. Now to the Quaddylegs as we continue our preview of today's program of racing at Geelong with Dean Lester, Warren Huntley and the Tabs at Trent Langscale. Race number six, 64 benchmark 1755, and the scratching Trent is number nine.
Now there we have Sorinada, who has drifted as the favourite, opened $2.80 when the market first went up, and even this morning has been $3 out to $3.30. You've got Citrus Wish, who's has been as much as $4.60, currently at $4.40. Skullduggery's been popular enough around the $5.50 mark. Then you've got Soul Spirit at $8, Casino Blitz $8.50, and then a couple at $10 in Ross's Point and also Manning Road. So not a great degree of firmers there in the first leg of the quaddie, but Sorinada, the $3.30 favourite, although a little bit easy.
And Dean, you'd expect that fave to sort of figure prominently in the run as well.
Yeah, she can, Nards, although there's a little bit of speed to the inside. I think horses like Manning Road, Citrus Wish is back in distance but won't be far away, and yeah, the likes of Sorinada, Ross's Point, Soul Spirit will be all quite competitive, and as I mentioned earlier, that 17.55 start, they jump virtually onto a turn, so they've got to get their spots pretty quickly.
Okay, well, let's get tips. Warren, what have you gone for?
Well, I think Sorinada can get that spot just behind the speed. The amount of case to say she should have gone pretty close last start. She's at her peak fitness now, I think four runs back from a spell. I just think she maps really well behind what looks like a reasonable speed. It's just a lovely race for Sorinada, I think, ahead of Casino Blitz, who'll be off the speed, but strong late, looks to be coming to hand well, a bit of a tougher test, but going well. Skullduggery was part of that race where there was severe interference last start, and he was one of the major sufferers there, so certainly put a pen through that run. He can also balance up off the speed and work home. And gee, three different form lines. I think Ross's Point maybe even getting out a little bit further in time, but I think he's going well and effective on all sorts of services. The dry ground, no problem for Ross's Point. 7-11, 1-6.
So 7-11, 1-6 from Warren. How do you read this, Dean?
I like Skullduggery here, Nads. I think 78 benchmark last start, as Warren outlined. He got in a severe piece of interference early, then he got speared off late. Was a bit of a non-event, and the key to him is dry ground, so he'll relish these conditions. I like him each way to beat 11. Casino Blitz, who hasn't been winning but running well for the Archie Alexander stable. 5 Citrus Wish is back in distance here but should be on pace. And 7 Sorinada can win. I just think she's too well found in the market at this stage. But not so with Skullduggery. I think at around the 5.50 mark, he represents a bit of value. 1.11, 5 and 7.
1.11, 5, 7 from Dean. And Warren goes 7 from 11, 1 and 6 in race 6. To the seventh event, and this is a 64 over the 12.40, and you can take out runners 2, 10, and also number 12.
Another race, Nadia, where the punters are just finding it a little bit tough to assess at the moment, and a couple of scratchings. Well, Summer Wind yesterday and then Vegas Beauty this morning's just affected the market. We've got Sweet Perfume and Nina's Ballerina. They're sharing favouritism at $4.60 at different parts during the morning. They've both been $4.40. El Questro at $5.50. Maya Line at $7. Lassayette just a slight ease from 7 to 7.50, and then the others in single figures. Lily Morn, there has been a bit of specking there, as much as 13 into 8, and De Monch currently at 9. So a lot of chances in race 7. Equal favourites, Sweet Perfume and Nina's Ballerina, 4.60.
And do you think the speed will be okay here, Dean?
Yeah, I think you would think the speed comes from out wide. I think El Questro's going to be very prominent, but then wider from him, you've got the likes of Sweet Perfume, Nina's Ballerina, De Monch, Lily's Reward, all with tactical speed. So I think they'll sort of forge across from out wider and create quite a good speed.
Okay, so a solid tempo. Which way are you going?
I'm going to go with Nina's Ballerina, number 7, who does seem to race best fresh, and that's the scenario for her here. Recent trial at Cranbourne was on wet ground, but trialled behind Mistopheles, who won at Ballarat, and finished beside Turek Cowboy, who won on Saturday at Mornington, so seemed to trial okay. I'm going to go with 7 to beat 11. De Monch, who said the two runs to date, I think they've both been excellent, and it'll be interesting on the dry track how this one goes, but I think we'll measure up. 4 El Questro, likewise, lightly raced horse that won its maiden just his second start, and 6 Meyer Line on a fresh and after a reasonable first up run, yet to run a poor race in its short career. 7, 11, 4 and 6.
7, 11, 4 and 6 there from Dean. What's your take on this, Warren?
Competitive as the market suggests, Nards, but I'm just hoping El Questro doesn't have to do too much work to get to what's likely to be an on-speed spot, just roll along and rated well without working too hard. I think she's got a terrific each-way chance. Number 4, El Questro, Nina's Ballerina, has trialled up and jumped out nicely to resume here, and a reasonable tempo up front will suit her. Sweet Perfume gets the blinkers off and the visor on. She's going well. She was solid enough, no real excuses. Last start, My Line's had that little bit of a gap between runs, but ran pretty well. First start in Australia after crossing from New Zealand, and should be better for that run. 4-7-1-6.
So 4-7-1-6 from Warren, and Dean goes 7 from 11, 4-6 in race number 7. So a few chances in that event. We go to race 8. This is over 15:40, and you can take out number 7, Trent.
Well, in the Quaddie Legs, Nadia, this is the race where we've had the best supported favourite in Laughing Hare, who's been $3.40 into $3 this morning. You've got Sweet Taste, just a slight ease, $4.80 to $5. Miss Adequate, also a $5 chance. Others in single figures, Fuse at $7, and then Moosehead the Art at $8, and it's $12 or better the rest. But Laughing Hare has been well supported in this eighth event, $3.40 into $3 this morning.
And how do these map with you, Dean?
Probably the likes of Sweet Taste, Moosehead Arts and Miss Adequate are the three I think most likely to go forward. Nards and Fuse from Barrier 2 will certainly hold his spot. They've got a good run to that first turn, so those, I think they're the four most likely to roll forward.
Okay. Warren, this race, Laughing Hare has come up favourite and been placed at its past three, having been a winner 3 runs ago. Do you think there's a few chances in this, or how have you assessed it?
Well, it's a bit of a load-up for me, Nards. I'm going with Laughing Hare, but he's getting into a pretty tight crate. I can't see any reason that he won't be able to step up in distance here. He seems to have that nice strength about him and a good cruising speed and good strength at the end of 1,400 metres. No reason to think he won't be able to stretch out here. I'm going with him. Miss Adequate comes through a pretty modestly run race, but a really good form race behind Leather and Lace last start. She'll be fitter with that run under the belt. Leather and Lace has obviously gone on to win at good level, at metropolitan level subsequently. Fuse should get a nice run just behind the speed. Sweet Taste, I think, is going very well. Had a few homes, and now with Pete Merton, let's hope that Pete can get his first winner on the board as a trainer pretty soon. Today could be the day with Sweet Taste. 1-8-6-4.
1-8-6-4 there from Warren. What about you, Dave?
I'm going with number 8, Miss Adequate. I thought it was a solid first up run behind Leather and Lace that we went to Caulfield and won, and just the extra distance should be okay. Laughing Hare is just a really promising horse. Has done nothing wrong in the short career to date. 3 Moosehead Arts, just narrowly missed at Cranbourne. The extra distance of this race suits, and concur with Warren there with Sweet Taste for Pete Mertens. Ran well, beaten by a really promising horse at Casterton in Wrapped with Gold Tooth. That form is quite solid as well. So I don't think there's a lot between the top four, but I've put them in 8-1-3-4.
8-1-3-4 from Dean. And Warren goes 1 from 8-6-4 in race number 8. We head over to the ninth and final. This is over 13:40, and you can take out runners 3, 14 and 15.
Another Coldie, the favourite here, Nadia, at $3.90. Ribeye probably goes well with another Coldie. Just a trim from $6.50 into $5.50. A couple at $6 in Costa Bomb and Fastbrook. And then you're getting out to Eschiel at $10 and Miss Universe at $11. So another Coldie, the $3.90 favourite in the last of 9. But support for Ribeye, $6.50 in the $5.50.
So, gentlemen, you'll agree with me that just add Miss Universe to the mix, and there's a perfect trio for you all. Let's talk about the map. How do you see this being run, Dean?
Don't know if I'll go on with that, Nads. But there was, gee, there's... Anyway. But Amber's the likely
only
leader
I
here,
can get
Nads.
Away with it.
Yeah. We're in the wrong time slot, Nads.
Yeah, I know that.
But Amber's the likely leader. Miss Universe that you mentioned from Barrier 3. Dubai King from Barrier 1's got tactical speed. I think ultimately there'll be a reasonable speed here.
Okay. What are you going for in the last?
I think Darren Weir will win the last, whether it be with number 6 Costa Bomb or 7 another Coldie. I'm going Costa Bomb. She was disappointing last start. It was a wet track, and it was a race that a lot of horses got out of their comfort zone with high pressure. I think she could bounce back here. Another Coldie's building up to form with 2 runs in. 10 Fastbrook. It was quite a neat little win at Wangaratta, ducking through late and winning there. Can measure up here. And 8 La Boss. He'll be better over a bit further, but trial was no guide recently on wet ground. He could get into the placings. But I think 6 and 7 are the main players here. 6, 7, 10 and 8.
6, 7, 10 and 8. What about you, Warren?
See, I thought with that conversation, Nads, I'd gone back to yesterday's lunch at the London Tavern. I was.
I must have been a good lunch.
I was winding the clock back. I'm going to go with another Coldie. Why not? I think fitter, 2 runs back from a spell. I think they've both been solid, and I think getting onto firmer ground's a plus for another Coldie. Also, 7 ahead of 10 Fastbrook, who was good winning first up. She's going to be looking for even a little bit further as she progresses up a little bit in distance through the preparation. But she's come back well and can be competitive. Costa Bomb, I think the stablemate from a top selection will also be better suited on drier ground than last start. It was a funny race that Ribeye won first up, but there was plenty of men in the way he surged to the line from back in the field and really built momentum. Should only be fitted with that run under the belt. He's a big, strong horse. 7, 10, 6, and 5.
7, 10, 6, and 5 from Warren. Dean goes 6 from 7, 10, and 8. Okay, Dean, best roughy quaddie and also your play of the day.
My best Nards is race 4, number 4, Our Crown Missile, but with the tab multiplier, we'll get probably a little bit better than the even around even money, so that's okay. Race 4, number 4, best value. He's got to run the 1, 2 in the small field, but each way. Race 5, number 7, Social Status. The quaddie, first leg 1, 5, 6, 7, 11. Second leg 1, 4, 6, 7, 11. Third leg 1, 3, 4, and 8. And the last leg 6, 7, 8, and 10. And I'll just be having a parlay today, Nards, on a win. Race 4, number 3, Our Crown Mistress. Each way, race 5, number 7, Social Status. And each way, race 8, number 8, Miss Adequate.
Good on you, Dean. We'll talk throughout the week. Thanks for
Terrific.
That.
Terrific. Thanks, Nards.
Dean Lester and his preview of Geelong. How do you wrap it up, Warren?
On a tough day, Nards, I'm going to go with race 6, number 7, Serenata, as my best. I think she maps really well. And each way at value, race 3, number 11, Zers. For the quaddie, first leg 1, 7, and 11. Second leg 1, 4, 6, and 7. Third leg 1, 3, 4, 6, and 8. And home with numbers 5, 6, 7, and 10. I'm going to play an each way parlay with the value selection, race 3, number 11, Zers, into race 7, number 4, also each way. El Questro is the player of the day.
Wonderful. Thanks for that, Warren. You have a good week.
Thanks,
Dad. There's Warren Huntley, Dean Lester with their preview. And Trent, before you leave us, what have been some of the best back runners at this point today?
Well, Nadia, I'll definitely go with two. Like I said, some of the races with the scratchings, whether it be last night or this morning, has changed a few of the markets around. Punters just keeping the powder dry. But definitely race 4, number 4, Our Crown Mistress, who Dino referred to, currently $1.90 and has had that change of favouritism with Sia. And then race 8, number 1, Laughing Hare, who's been $3.40 into now a $3 favourite. So they're the two best backs so far for the Geelong card this afternoon.
Wonderful. We'll talk later in the program to go through all the moves Australia-wide and in particular focus on the Geelong program with more money obviously being placed in the next hour or so. Thanks for that, Trent.
Thank you, Nadia.
Trent Langscar from tab.com.au. It's now 10 to 11.